This is Lewis Rogers, founder and CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. Capital Square sponsors tax-advantaged real estate investments. First, Section 1031 exchange programs for tax deferral. Capital Square uses the Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST structure, for Section 1031 tax-deferred exchanges. We've discussed in prior shows that the IRS and Treasury have approved the DST structure for 1031 exchanges. Second, Opportunity Zone funds for tax deferral and exclusion. By investing in a qualified Opportunity Zone fund, investors are able to defer and permanently exclude capital gains from any asset, whether it's stock, businesses, bonds, you name it, even real estate. And finally, a real estate investment trust, a REIT, to acquire apartment communities in the southeast of Texas for stable income and growth. The REIT's first property is in Midlothian, not far from Capital Square's headquarters in Richmond. REITs are an excellent vehicle for regular folks to invest in real estate, and the icing on the cake, REIT dividends are tax favored. Capital Square is the investment manager of over 138 properties nationwide. That equates to well over $3 billion of real estate. In Virginia, Capital Square sponsors and manages 17 properties for the DST 1031 program with an investment cost of approximately $1 billion. These programs are designed primarily for Section 1031 exchange investors. So that's 1031 DST programs and 4 Opportunity Zone funds in the Scotts Addition neighborhood of Richmond. And those are designed for investors seeking to defer and exclude capital gains of any type. Just look at the construction cameras on Capital Square's website to see the activity. It's amazing. New projects are coming out of the ground with the first tenants taking possession of brand new Class A apartments starting this fall. Capital Square is bullish on Virginia. We have numerous new acquisitions in the pipeline and will continue to invest aggressively in Virginia. In prior shows, Glenn Youngkin, gubernatorial candidate, discussed his strategies for the Virginia economy, how he would create jobs in Virginia. This is critically important to Capital Square because jobs drive the real estate economy, and a strong economy drives our real estate investments. Next, John McGuire, former Navy SEAL, businessman, and citizen legislator. I'm pleased to welcome John McGuire to the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Our audience can learn a great deal from the way John has overcome many challenges in his life. We can learn from John's challenges and success as a Navy SEAL, husband and father, businessman, and recently a citizen legislator. We'll come back to that. Let's get started. Teamwork is the theme. Let's talk about teamwork for a minute. Your physical training program builds teamwork. I remember a time I'm fairly thin and fairly fit, but I remember being paired with a very large person, a lot heavier than I am, and you had us carry this person on our shoulders through the windows at the park. And I was just trying to figure out what were you trying to accomplish by pairing thin, fast people with larger, more challenged people? What was the mission there?
Well, the mission is to realize that it's not a perfect world and everyone brings something to the table. I'll give you an example. Sometimes we have teams of 2, teams of 4, teams of 10, teams of 20. And sometimes I do corporate team building. We have physical components with puzzles and things like that. And sometimes the person who's really out of shape might be the one that solves the puzzle and causes your team to go from last place to first place. So on a team, everyone has value. Everyone has something to contribute. And if we had to do you and me on a team of 2, and we wanted to beat 50 other teams of 2, and we had to do 100 sit-ups, and the first team to do 100 sit-ups wins. If you did 80 and I do 20, I do everything. I mean, if we get to 100 first, we win. Even though you did more than me, we still won. Now, if you always do 80, you're going to try to do more than 80. If I always do 20, I'm going to try to do more than 20, but we add it up and we win. So I guess on a team, we have to work with many different variables, whether it be more experience, better at math, better at push-ups. Everybody's at a different level, but we have to respect and everyone's part of the team.
That is great. Our audience members should just rush to their internet browser or their smartphone to try to find you. How do they find you? There should be dozens of people rushing to SEAL Team PT for mental and physical training.
Yeah, the website is sealteampt.com. We have Instagram, which is SEAL Team PT. Again, the PT stands for physical training, not part-time. But I love people. I love our country. And I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but I had a minor setback.
Let's talk about that. After a decade of putting your life on the line, you came home, civilian life, life was good. And then you had a physical challenge. And I just wonder mentally and physically how you went from being a door kicker. Is that the term you guys use, a door kicker, to nearly paralyzed?
They call us pipe hitters. They call us the door kickers, and I've heard in Vietnam they called us devils with green faces, Navy SEALs, frogmen. The business was going well, and September 1998, I mean, I've jumped out of helicopters before they crashed. I've got a lot of crazy experiences. I've got 29 broken bones, and I tell people that means I've had more fun than them. Or maybe I'm not that smart, I don't know, but I've had a lot of fun, met a lot of people. But in September 1998, I was doing a backflip on a trampoline. I broke C4 in my neck, completely paralyzed, had the sickest feeling in my gut that I had let everyone down. I get to the hospital.
You felt like you let everyone down? You broke your back? And that was your first thought?
Yeah, my first thought. Yeah, I don't know if that's the right thought, but that's the thought I had. I felt like I let everybody down. I mean, a lot of people counted on me. I mean, think about my instructors, my members, my family, and I had made a stupid mistake. But I really had a real gut feeling that I had let everybody down. So I get to the hospital. The surgeon tells my wife, Tracy, says Mr. McGuire will not make it through the night.
You weren't supposed to make it?
Said I wouldn't make it through the night. They said if I did, I'd never use my arms and legs again. They signed away my house and my business. I wanted to punch them, but I couldn't move. I had a machine to breathe. It took me about a year to walk normal, somewhat normal. It took me about 3 years to turn ignition in my car. Very humbling experience. I feel like God gave me a second chance. But I told my doctor, you know, I'm a positive person. I said, I've got 80 years to work on it. I used to do 20 one-finger pull-ups, you know, one finger each hand. Like I said, I used to be a pretty fast guy. You probably remember that.
Yes.
But you know what? When you fall down, you get back up. And people say, are you having a tough day? And I say, every day's Christmas, I'm not in a wheelchair. I don't know if you remember me in a wheelchair, but I used to be in a wheelchair for a while. So I call it a minor setback. And again, I told my doctor I got 80 years to work on it. But I'm still getting a little bit better every year. So it's all good.
It's a wonderful story. I think people can take something valuable from it. And then we shift to your current phase, a citizen legislator. You're a Republican delegate in the Virginia House District 56, which Louisa Henrico Guichlin. Spotsylvania. What on earth possessed you to run for state office?
That's a good question. So this is actually Patrick Henry's seat. He was the voice of the revolution. There's a guy in the House of Delegates who has George Washington's seat. Another guy has Thomas Jefferson's seat. It's 400 years. It's the oldest legislative body in the Western Hemisphere. And I see it as a way to continue service to our country. But I'll tell you what happened. In 2017, in March, I get a phone call saying, you always talk about love of country. You should run for the Virginia House of Delegates. Now, I'm a veteran. I was raising children, running a business. Navy SEALs just are not politicians. So my first instinct was no way. My first thing was, what in the world is a House of Delegates? Second thing was, SEALs aren't politicians. So the guy said, well, you've got 1 hour to let us know. So I said, if we got 1 hour to let you know, the answer is no. But if you let my wife, Tracy, and I pray on it, we'll let you know tomorrow. So I went to bed that night. I had a dream that I had won the race. So I was like, maybe that's a sign. So I said, okay, I'll run. I thought it would be like on TV, me against a Democrat. But it was me against six other Republicans. It was a six-way Republican primary. And I was like, those jokers don't need me. But I'm not going to lose. So I ran really hard. And there was a guy who had all the endorsements, all the money. But I got sunburned ears, nose, and lips knocking doors. And we won. We won pretty big. And then in 2017, the newspaper said freshman McGuire was immune to the blue wave. You know, I worked really hard, and all the Republicans that we lost 15 Republicans that year, and all the Republicans across Virginia won by smaller margins, but our district won by bigger margins. And I attest that to a lot of prayers and a lot of teamwork and sunburned ears, nose, and lips knocking doors. But I tell you, if we talk about teamwork, what I like about it is when I got elected, within 1 week, the newspaper said freshman McGuire. Just saved Virginia $100 million. It was an eight-year problem. What's that?
$100 million?
Yeah, it was $100 million. It was an eight-year problem. And when I put in a bill to solve it, I had folks that had been around longer than me said, hey, man, we spent 8 years on that. What makes you think you can solve it? And I said, you never know if you don't try. But, Lewis, I got people like you. I got eight people like you that are business-minded in the room. And I said, Lewis, what do you think? Susan, what do you think? And we solved the problem in 2 days. And the guy who was the constituent in Goochland County had tears in his eyes. He said, we could have done that 8 years ago. They never put these stakeholders in the same room. You know, this is a citizen legislature. It's not my seat. It's your seat. And so I call that a touchdown. I'd like to tell you another story just to give you some perspective or context. We've had 25 touchdowns in 4 years where my team and I have solved 4-year, 5-year, 10-year, even 20-year problems in the district that other people said we couldn't solve, but we get people in the community to help us solve those problems. So here's one. So one, when I was knocking doors, people said, why do veterans have to have 3 forms of ID to prove they're a veteran? Everybody else carries 1 form of ID in their driver's license. And it wasn't my idea. They said, why don't you put veteran on a driver's license and they have 1 form of ID like everybody else? Sounds like common sense to the average person. I didn't realize that the General Assembly was fighting that for years. So when I got elected, I went to the Republican caucus and said, hey, I'm going to put in the veteran ID bill this year. And they said, John, we've already worked on that, as if to say, you're wasting your time. So I said, well, I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to get 100 co-patrons, which is like a partner on a bill, people to help you fight for that bill. And the whole room laughed at me. And I said, what's so funny? And they said, John, in 400 years, no one's had 100 co-patrons. They normally get 2. And if they're lucky, they get 5. Well, it took me 4 weeks. I caught people in the elevator. I called them in the parking deck. I'd stay outside their office till 10:30 at night. The speaker said the Navy SEAL guy is jumping out of the bushes getting signatures. kind of silly. But at the end of the 4 weeks, I got 140 signatures. I got every Democrat, every Republican, and the governor. Everybody voted yes, and we passed the bill. And a longtime state senator came into my office. He said, how in the H did you pass that bill? And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, I've been working on that bill for 10 years. So the difference is a good leader brings people together. And if you get everybody on your team, you're less likely to fail. So that's just an example of, I think, work ethic and being a leader. You know, I don't know if we mentioned Glenn Youngkin for governor in Virginia, but he is that type of leader. He's a businessman. He knows in order to get success, you've got to build consensus and you've got to listen to both sides. And you've got to bring people together. And I think he's going to win in November. I'm kind of excited about it.
I interviewed him twice for the radio show. He's a businessman. He actually ran a company with a budget 4 times the size of the Commonwealth of Virginia's budget. And so there's a guy who can deal with a lot of zeros and a lot of commas.
Definitely.
Very exciting. I think the teamwork and the work ethic and the dedication, all the things that you learn from your childhood and through the SEALs, through the SEAL Team PT, all of that is really helping you as a citizen legislator in the legislature. And you're running for the House again. How's it going on the campaign trail?
So it's going well. I was the first elected official in Virginia to endorse Glenn Youngkin. And to make you laugh about politics, sometimes it can be very sixth grade with the name calling and stuff. I don't play that. I don't really get into that. But when I endorsed Glenn Youngkin, I had some folks call me up and say, take me off your Christmas card list. And I said, I know. And I said, you're not on my Christmas card list. But sometimes people, you know, in our country, it's a country based on freedom, founded on freedom and common sense. I just basically said, look, you endorse who you want and I'll endorse who I want. But I think as a Navy SEAL, as a husband, as a father of 5, as a 22-year business owner, guys like you and me, we know a leader when we see one. So 100% behind Glenn Youngkin. My race is going very well. I've really been focusing on lifting all boats, just like Glenn Youngkin. I've given out 30-some thousand dollars to help school board of supervisors, and other delegates around the state of Virginia. And Glenn Youngkin's doing the same thing. He doesn't want a lonely victim in November. I think when he wins, it's going to give hope to all 50 states. And you probably heard the saying, where Virginia goes, so goes the country. And so my race is going well. I've been knocking doors, meeting people, solving problems for 4 years, and it's been a huge honor.
Where do people go to look at your platform? Is there a website? Where can they find you?
Yes, sir. So my website is mcguire4virginia.com, and you spell it out. So it's F-O-R. So McGuire, McGuireVirginia.com. McGuire4virginia.com. And they can find out what's going on and find out where to vote. And hopefully when it's done, we'll have a majority in the Virginia House of Delegates. And hopefully we will have Glenn Youngkin, Winsome Sears, and Jason Meares as the Attorney General.
That's exciting. So, John, what would you like the voters to know about you before casting their ballots?
Well, I understand that I put God first in all I do. I know this seat belongs to you, the people, not me. And I know that we need to make sure as legislators, we stay humble. And these are the things I heard knocking on doors that people care about with their elected officials. For 4 years in the House of Delegates, with a team effort, I've been able to get bills passed with every Democrat and every Republican vote yes. That's rare and not always easy to do. And I think there's no substitute for hard work. I was the first elected official in Virginia to endorse Glenn Youngkin because I think he's that kind of leader as well. He knows how to bring people together, build consensus, and get things done. And whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, we're Americans, we're Virginians, and we all want to live, work, and raise our families in peace. And, you know, you hear politicians always talk about they created 60,000 jobs. Politicians don't create jobs. People like Lewis create jobs. What we do is we create incentives. With the right incentives, you'll move your business from North Carolina to Virginia. With the wrong incentives, you'll move from Virginia to North Carolina. So I'm going to make decisions that support a free market, lower taxes, more freedom, more safety, so that you can live, work, and raise your families in peace.
That's great. That's wonderful. Let's just shift topics for a moment. I'm very excited. Capital Square is headquartered in Richmond, but we're a national company. We have thousands of investors across the country, but I'm extremely proud that CNBC ranks Virginia the number one state for business in the whole country. We're number one. It's not Texas. It's not Florida, it's not North Carolina, it's Virginia, number one state for quality of life and a number of other things. We're well represented on the Fortune 500. John, if you're reelected in November, what would you do to promote job production and the economy in Virginia?
So there's a lot of things there. So what would I do? Number one is Glenn Youngkin has an incredible platform. He's a businessman. I'm going to support his agenda to lower taxes. You know, he's getting rid of the taxes on food. Have you seen that on groceries?
Yep. Get rid of the grocery tax.
That's right. So I'm going to support those efforts and ideas that reduce taxes and encourage people to, you know, start businesses, maybe reduce a barrier to entry. So I'm going to support those business ideas. And, you know, you wouldn't have your family to Virginia. You wouldn't bring your business to Virginia if they weren't safe. And so these ideas of defund the police, well, if I had my way, I would double their paycheck, double their training budget, and I would double their numbers in some of these cities with these radical leftist policies. You know, people ask me if I'm a Democrat or Republican. I tell them I'm an American. As a Navy SEAL, I fought for and served everyone. But it doesn't make any sense at all to defund our police. I mean, crime is already up. In fact, they say in Virginia, the murder rate is getting up to where it was in the 80s. So we want to make sure we make really, really honestly make Virginia the best place to do business, the best place to live, work, and raise a family. So I'll support those ideas.
Excellent. That is wonderful. Virginia's strongest category in the CNBC ratings was education. What would you do to keep our educational system strong and make it even better?
So I think is school choice. You know, Glenn Youngkin talks about how North Carolina has hundreds of charter schools and the charter schools in Virginia are single digit. I think parents should have choice. If your child's getting left behind, then you should have a choice to send them somewhere else. So I think school choice, I'm certainly supportive of that. And I like what Glenn Youngkin says. He says that our children should be taught how to think, not what to think. So I certainly support those ideas as well.
That's powerful. Let's downshift, to make a pun, to roads and infrastructure. Our roads could use some improvement. I'm sure you've made the run to Northern Virginia a few times. And could it be 4 hours or 2 hours? You don't know, depending on the traffic. What would you do to improve the roads and infrastructure in Virginia?
Well, essentially you say that. If you look at the Virginia Constitution, it has three pillars. And those are education, public safety, and infrastructure. You know, in the U.S. Constitution, you know, there is no guarantee of an education, but in the Virginia State Constitution, there is. But on infrastructure, you know, I would basically do public-private partnerships, support those efforts that are going to make sense in the long run. I'm not about raising taxes, but I'm about investment. So if you can make the right decisions that are going to support the ideas of a free market and more jobs and a better economy, I would support those.
Virginia's worst categories. It surprised me. It's a little bit shocking. Cost of living and cost of doing business. Those two were our worst categories. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're really messing up right now with leadership in our country. You know, inflation is like a silent tax on the middle class or even the lower income. And so we've definitely got an inflation thing going up right now. I think gas is $1 a gallon more expensive now than it was a year ago. I think $100 only buys you 3 bags of groceries if you're lucky, you know. And so I think we need to make decisions that lower the prices. I mean, we can't get parts and can't get cars right now. Supply chain. So I like the idea of bringing goods and services and manufacturing back to the United States. We talk about America first. I mean, look, we love everybody and we got to help the world. But if we don't take care of the U.S., then we can't take care of others.
That's a good point. Right to work is a big deal. Big debate among the gubernatorial candidates. And what is your position on the state's right to work protections?
So we need to protect that. Business owners, even Democrat business owners, cannot believe that Terry McAuliffe wants to. He said it on record that he wants to eliminate right to work in Virginia. And that's a job killer. And that's a good way to make us 50th place in all 50 states. So Glenn Youngkin is going to support right to work. I support right to work. And that's on the ballot box in November.
Great. So lower taxes, cut red tape and regulations, support law enforcement, public safety, and veterans. And lastly, you're in a fairly rural district. I live in a rural district with really bad Wi-Fi. There are days when it's difficult to work. Do you have any plan for broadband?
Yeah, so I've voted to increase funding to help develop broadband, but it really needs to be a public-private partnership. You know, one of the things I've talked about for 4 years is that we have thousands and thousands of miles of easements with these electric co-ops, but it has been illegal to put fiber optic in the ground because you have to use it for the purpose that it was built for. And so we've been trying to remove some of the red tape so that we can lay fiber optic in these easements that we already have. And so we're working on that. So I'm about improving broadband. And by the way, you talk about rural areas, talk about agriculture. Agriculture is the number one income business in Virginia. Most people don't know that. It's a big deal in Virginia.
It's an exciting discussion. I wish we had all the time in the world, but we have to begin to wrap it up and reach a conclusion on which candidate would be better for the economy, which candidate's better equipped to keep Virginia number one state for business, John.
Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin, for sure. He's a businessman, and with all respect, he's 10 times the businessman that Terry McAuliffe pretends to be. You know, even under President Trump, the economy, you know, unemployment for minorities, all-time low, especially Black people and women. So, I think businessman in office is what we need right now.
John, it's been a very interesting discussion. Brings me back to doing sit-ups and push-ups on the ground, freezing and wet. If you would, finally, please summarize for our audience why you are the better candidate to keep Virginia on top.
I think I'm a better candidate. I'm going to be honest. I'd rather lose re-election than compromise our principles. I love our country. I fought for our country. And I'm going to give it all I got. I always say, raise your hand if you want your elected officials to give it all they've got. And that's what I deliver every day.
That's John McGuire. Thank you, John. We wish you well in the upcoming election.
All right. God bless you, Lewis, and your audience. And I hope I can make you proud. Send us some prayers. And let's make sure that Virginia and our country is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's episode of The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. It's been a record year at Capital Square for Section 1031 exchange programs, Opportunity Zone funds, and the Apartment REIT. The firm has acquired over $1 billion of real estate this year for investment programs. And in spite of the pandemic, we've averaged 99% rent collection in over 9,000 apartment communities from Virginia through the Southeast to Texas. And several investment programs have been taken full cycle. That's when the properties have been sold, and many for record prices. This year has been off the chart for real estate investing in spite of the pandemic. For more information about Capital Square, contact me, Lewis Rogers, at lrogers@capitalsquare1031.com or 877-626-1031. Please join me, Lewis Rogers, same time next week when we discuss cutting-edge real estate topics of interest locally and nationally. Invest locally. Invest nationally. Invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis. Living in the sweet Virginia breeze.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. reason. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk.